everyone. This is Rudy Obias, the movies editor for Shakya.com, and the following is my interview with Sean Berkeson, the CEO and founder of Prescreen.com. What is Prescreen.com, you might be asking? Well, Prescreen.com is a curated social discovery video on demand platform designed to promote and showcase premium content. Here is a clip of what Prescreen can do for you.
Did you know, each year, thousands of great movies are made, but only a fraction of them ever make it to the big screen? The problem is, they never find a home. Prescreen is an exciting new way to uncover and share those movies. Here's how it works. First, you sign up for free. Then, every day you'll get an email featuring a new movie. If it sounds interesting, click through to view the trailer. Watching movies has always been social. Even though you might not be in the theater, we keep it that way by allowing you to share your selections and see what your friends are watching too. If the movie is something you'd like to watch, you can rent and stream it on demand. We know some of you are busy, so once you push the play button, we'll give you 48 hours to complete the movie, in case you can't finish in one sitting. Now, every movie lives on Prescreen for only 60 days, so renting early has advantages. If you buy on day one, you'll get a discount, and the earlier you buy, the longer you have to watch. So why only 60 days? Well, this way, our highly curated collection of titles stays fresh. Plus, with only 60 movies, it's easier to find the good stuff, and you won't get lost in a sea of titles. At Prescreen, we love the idea of finding great movies and talking about them with others. So we created tools that allow you to uncover and share titles with the rest of the world. If you're one of those people that can spot a great movie before everyone else, and if you start spreading the word, Prescreen will reward you for being ahead of the trend, something we call trend spotting. So start watching and join the conversation. Welcome to Prescreen, a new way to discover and share great movies.
So I would like to thank everyone for listening to this interview with myself and Sean Berkeson, the CEO and founder of Prescreen.com. You can find all of my work right here on Shakya.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Rudy_Obias. That's RUDIE_OBIAS. And also everything that is Rudy at RudyObias.com. Thank you for listening. And here is the interview. So doing some research on you, you went from VP of business development at Groupon to founding Prescreen. How did you go from that transition of Groupon to Prescreen?
Yeah, so I mean, I've always been involved with, well, at least for the last couple of years, I've been involved with early stage technology companies. So Groupon actually was not the first one I was involved with, and okay. I previously had started another company and sold it, and I was working for the investment group that initially invested in a company called The Point. And then I joined The Point as VP of Biz Dev to help them figure out a way. And that company was The Point. And then as I joined a couple weeks later, we had a side project as a way to teach people how to use The Point. That became Groupon. So I was there from the very, very beginning. I'm actually not considered a founder, but that's a story for another time. But it was an original person there. I was there from the very, very beginning and helped launch, grow, and start it. And then was the first guy overseas internationally. And then when I was done with Groupon, I actually went back into venture capital for a couple of months for a company called Lightbank, which was started by the Groupon founders. And then after about 4 months of doing that, I realized I was only 29, and as much as I enjoyed venture capital, I wasn't ready for that yet in my career. I still had a lot of energy and ended up moving to San Francisco and wanting to start another company. So in that time, when I took some time off, I ended up going to the Sundance Film Festival last year, not to really go and enjoy Sundance for the movies, but actually, I mean, part of it was that, but it was more because my dad and I are skiers, and we went to Sundance because there's no better place to ski than in Park City during Sundance because all the hotel rooms are taken up and the mountains are empty. But while I was there, all my friends kind of know me as their go-to tech entrepreneur, and everybody was talking about digital distribution, the future of the movie business, and, you know, DVD revenues were declining, and what was next? And they said, would you mind if I set up some conversations? You really should be part of this. And so having a background in venture capital and being interested in new industries, I said, sure, why not? And you know, the movie business is sexy, so I mean, you know, I'd be an idiot to say no. So I ended up talking to filmmakers, producers, distributors, a whole host of different people, and just saying, look, you know, what are you guys seeing, and how can I help? I don't necessarily know the movie business all that well. At least I didn't at the time. I've now learned it quite well. But what I do know is technology, and where do you guys need help? Where do you see this going? And they basically gave me the roadmap. So when I got back from Sundance, I still wasn't sure how I was going to approach the market, but I realized how big of an opportunity there was in the movie business, especially with some of these independent films. And, you know, the major revelation that I had was that people's habits and consumption habits and what they desired in terms of films and content hadn't changed, but their access to it had. So when I looked at when I looked at what was in the theaters, I saw movies that were based on books, sequels, and movies that were based on superheroes, and that was essentially it. And I, you know, I started to watch some of these movies that were at Sundance, and figured out that these were movies that used to get picked up and distributed, but were no longer doing that. And so they ended up on iTunes, Amazon, or Netflix, but they were now one of, you know, a million titles—not a million, one of 10,000 titles. And it was really hard for them to get in front of the right consumers. And for consumers, it was really difficult to find what they really wanted and stuff that was more applicable to them or much more relevant to their lives. So that's kind of how it started.
So you were at Sundance last year. Did you see any movies that you got excited for at that Sundance?
You know, initially, no. It was hard to get tickets, and that was actually another one of the things. And the one I really, really wanted to see was a movie called Connected, just because of my background. It was the Tiffany Schlein movie. Do you know that one?
No, I'm not familiar.
You know, long story short, what I've discovered, I started looking into the market a little bit more and realized there was 4,000 films submitted to Sundance that year. Of those, only 120 got accepted, full-length feature films. And of those, less than 40 of those last year got picked up and distributed, at least during Sundance. And so that right there was really intriguing to me, and I wanted to figure out a way to make this process much more efficient. But the ones I've since seen so many of them from last year, I when I watch movies, I sometimes am not the best judge because I kind of like all of them. but I tend to keep an open mind, and I probably should be a little bit more critical, I guess. But so there's not one that really stuck out, but really what the revelation was coming out of there was that, you know, of the ones that didn't get distribution, there was about, you know, I started watching, you know, 42, 43, 44, all the way up through 70, and realized, you know what, these are pretty good movies and should be distributed. And maybe they don't have the big blockbuster appeal, but there's certainly an audience, and these movies should be profitable if you can put the right movie in front of the right people. And so it was not one specific movie that really was that aha moment, but it was the accumulation of, you know, 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 of those movies that weren't going to find a home or were going to have trouble finding a home, where I thought there was certainly an audience for that.
Tell me about Prescreen, about the platform itself.
So about the platform itself, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to aggregate an audience. So as a filmmaker, you basically, you spend a lot of time, most people, that's the problem, is most people don't spend a lot of time trying to build an audience. They try to make really good films. And when it comes to the business side of the marketing thing, a lot of times they rely a little bit too heavily on the current distribution platforms. And what we realized is, look, you know, if we're able to create signal out of noise here, and understand and curate it a little bit, and we'd be able to help these movies find a home. So as a consumer, it's a way to discover and share new movies. If I don't necessarily like, or if I've watched all the stuff I wanted to watch on Netflix, iTunes, or Amazon, and I'm kind of looking for what's next or that next tier of movie, it's really, really hard. And I typically don't have that much time to do the research and then to discover that. So, like, for example, we use a lot of the same mechanics that we use at Groupon, whereas, you know, we didn't invent the coupon at Groupon. In fact, there was coupons.com. There's plenty of other sites out there that that had coupons. Restaurant.com is a great example, a really good a barometer for what where we are with the movie industry. But with Groupon, Restaurants.com existed. But what we did was we presented the coupon in such a way that was really, really easy to consume and even easier to share. So if I knew I wanted to go out, I'm starting to look at Groupon instead of restaurant.com, and it gave me new ideas. It wasn't like, okay, I have to consciously think to kind of go search through the 200 restaurant.com things that were out there. It was much more of a push to me rather than pulling me in, and that's kind of what we're trying to emulate on the consumer side with pre-screen. But on the for the content owner, what it is it's a much more efficient way to understand who your audience is, so that you can continue to go out there and have success going forward. So we provide a detailed analytics report. So based on who's viewed your trailer, who's actually bought your movie, who shared it, we're able to understand who these people are and aggregate these people. So we have a privacy policy. So I can't say, you know, Rudy bought this movie, but I could say there's 1,000 people and here's the demographic makeup. So if you were going to do a four wall in New York, maybe it makes sense to go to Nashville, Tennessee, because there happens to be a huge concentration of people who love your movie in Nashville. And so they're able to spend their money and efforts a lot more efficiently.
So people get different recommendations from person to person. It's not just all one big recommendation for everyone.
From pre-screen to the consumer?
Yes.
Well, right now it's one big recommendation to everybody. In the future, we will certainly have the ability to target. Okay. But the other thing that we know here the one thing that we know is that people on average consume about 2 movies a month. There's certainly whales that are going to consume a lot more, but there's some people who aren't nearly going to consume nearly that much. But what we're trying to do is create conversation around one title. So even if you don't like it, hopefully you'll appreciate why we picked it. You know, maybe you don't like horror movies, but you could see that it was a really good horror movie. So you won't buy it. But you might know 4 friends who really love horror movies, so you're more likely to forward it on to them. So the goal is to try to create conversation around titles and to try to create signal out of noise and put the right movies in front of the right people at the right time. So part of the way that we do that is, yes, through data on our own back end, but the other part we do that is you know, the intangibles, the holistic stuff that maybe we can't capture, but that you as a friend will certainly know about another friend and that you would then put that movie in front of them. So it adds value to them because they're getting good movies that they enjoy, helps us grow, and for you, you know, again, hopefully that comes back. And, you know, that sharing, once they know the site, if for whatever reason you didn't check it out or they watched the trailer, you didn't, they say, hey, this is one that's going to be really relevant to you, you're able to discover more movies ultimately by more people using the platform.
So how are you working with filmmakers to get their movies in front of audiences or your users?
So we work with them directly a lot of times, or sometimes we work with the distribution companies. I mean, right now we're working a lot with distribution and sales companies and whatever because people are just now learning about us. We're starting to get filmmakers that are submitting directly to us. We've set up a page that's prescreen.com/submit where they give us their trailer. We take a look at it. We look at the genre and the other awards and stuff that it's won, and then we either invite them to send the whole thing and we screen it or we don't. So we work directly with them, and we basically it's a marketing partnership. They never pay us anything. And we collect the money up front from the subscribers as they buy it, and then we split the proceeds. So we give them 50% rev share, and then we also give them all the data and analytics behind it. We don't actually own any rights. We ask for the exclusive for 60 days so that their concentration of people are viewing, so we're able to get the demographics of the people who do want this film and not just a subsegment of people who want the film and are on pre-screen. And we've seen that for those movies, it's worked really well. I Am, for example, by Tom Shadyac. Were you familiar with that film?
That came out like earlier. I mean, a little bit, a couple months ago, I think.
Yeah. That was, I think maybe 2 months ago now. But we sold over 1,000 movies or 1,000 rentals for that.
Oh.
So we're able, and that was super, super early. We saw the conversion rate really, really high. So we were able to give them a lot of really good data. And now they're using the Gaim, who is the distribution partner on that one, is using that data, hopefully, to go out there and market the movie much more efficiently than they otherwise would.
It's an interesting thing. Like, usually filmmakers will make a movie and then do the festival circuit, the Sundance, South by Southwest, Tribeca, do the rounds of doing that, trying to get publicity or trying to get distribution. But now it just seems like they can forego that and do platforms like pre-screened or iTunes. But what separates pre-screened from other platforms like iTunes, Netflix, and Hulu?
Oh, no, yeah, great question. So we ultimately want to live in a different part of the life cycle. So we want to be either pre-theatrical or day and date, again, in understanding who's interested in these movies. And so for us versus them, in fact, there's a really big debate going on right now, and I don't know if you've heard it, but from a lot of the distributors, and they say, you know, maybe these iTunes and Amazon and Netflix don't necessarily, I guess Netflix is a different story, but iTunes and Amazon don't necessarily have our interest at heart, because what they're trying to do is they want to give away our content for free so that they can sell devices. So we're trying to differentiate ourselves a little bit by being more of a filmmaker tool than just a distribution platform. And what we want to do is help them understand and market a lot more efficiently. So the way it works right now is that we're giving them all these data and analytics, and a lot of times they don't really know what to do with that, so then ultimately we hope to then help them. You know, hopefully they can raise a little bit of a fund, and even $20,000, for example, we can, understanding who responds to it on pre-screen, we're able to then draw that trend line and put the movie in front of the right people. So when we do marketing, it's very, very measurable. I mean, right now, a lot of these films, when they market, they're just kind of tossing it out there, you know, either in magazines or newspapers or on TV, and they don't really understand what their return on investment is. And with us, we know what the cost per click is, we know what the conversion rate is, and we can tell you whether you should keep marketing in real time. And the minute it doesn't make sense to market anymore, we can turn it off. So again, our grand vision is more than just indie films. Our grand vision is to really transform the way the movie industry markets their titles in a much more efficient manner. Again, that it's a daunting task, and the studios are always the latest to move. But even some of the studios have become interested because of the information that we're able to give them, and again, kind of shift those economics. So, if you have a P&A fund and you want to spend half of that to make the movie, you know, potentially reach profitability much faster, you're not necessarily sacrificing any eyeballs, but you're putting the money, or you're using money to put the movie in front of the right people for half the cost.
And is it also available on other devices, or could you only really rent movies on your computer? I mean, available on Roku or anything?
So right now we're only available on your computer. People forget because we've grown so fast and we've had a lot of good industry penetration that we're only 4 months old.
Oh, wow.
So we just launched in September. So it takes some time to get on some of those other platforms. Ultimately, we plan to be ubiquitous in terms of platforms. So wherever you want to watch a movie is where we plan to live. But right now, we're still trying to optimize our site. So, you know, in terms of conversion rate, in fact, we did a little bit of conversion and optimization last month, and we saw our trailer views increase by 4x in just 1 month. So we're continuing to do this stuff. So what we're doing right now is we're optimizing and building vertically, meaning making sure that people are responding to what we're doing, so it's in the best interest of the filmmakers ultimately. And once we get there, we're going to go horizontally. And by that, I mean we're going to be on all different platforms. So iOS, Android, you know, so we're available on tablets and connected TVs and set-top boxes and you name it. So that's very, very high priority for us in the coming year. But again, we're just getting started, so we're not quite there yet.
Well, it sounds very good. That's all I have at the moment. Thank you, Sean, for joining me in this conversation.
Oh, thank you so much. Look, we really appreciate you taking the time and learning about our service.
So I would like to thank everyone for listening to this interview with myself and Sean Brickison, the CEO and founder of Prescreen.com. You can find all of my work right here on Shakya.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Rudy_Obias. That's RUDIE_OBIAS. and also everything that is Rudy at RudyObias.com.